Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to apologize for always bringing up these case reports where something really bad happens to somebody during sex. I want you guys to have sex. I'm not trying to scare you. But there are some interesting things that have been happening to people. Remember there were two men that fractured their penis recently? They were reported in the same journal. And they seem to be middle-aged guys. And I don't know if they were having trouble climaxing and so they were putting more force. But we spoke about penile fractures, which aren't real fractures, but it does cause severe deformity. We call it an eggplant deformity where it swells and it gets purple. But this is something different I want to talk to you guys about. This is a woman who was having sex with her husband, was in the climax aspect of it, so in orgasm, and she feels an immediate sharp pain in her chest, almost like a pop. That goes to her back, starts getting nauseous, shortness of breath, and she had a very rare cardiac condition, and I think she was only 45 years old. So let me just clean my glasses off real quickly here. So this was reported by the American Journal of Case Reports, where a 45-year-old woman from Mississippi was having sex. She was on her back, legs pressed against her chest when this was happening. She does have a history of high blood pressure and tobacco use, which can be risk factors for an aortic dissection, an aneurysm rupture, an intramural hematoma. Well, her diagnosis ended up being an intramural hematoma. So I'm going to have a picture of this. Basically, it's a little different from a dissection, even though you are still dissecting, where you get blood in an area it's not supposed to be within the vessel. And it was intramural, so it didn't necessarily cut through the intima lining, the internal part that I told you that when it gets damaged by a plaque, and if you have arteriosclerosis, then platelets come to try to clot it, and then you could end up having a heart attack. This is within that layer. So think of a tube, and then it's within that layer. She bled. She popped and started to bleed in between the layers. Well, when you're bleeding into the layers, it's going to try to make a new lane. And that starts to make a dissection. If blood is in a layer or a wall of a tube, the blood's not going to get to where it needs to go. So her blood pressure was really high. I think it was 220 over 140 because, of course, the body is trying to figure out how to get blood to all the other areas if blood is starting to go a different path. And sadly, that could even make it worse. So interestingly, one of you had asked, what do you do for something like this? You get that blood pressure normal. Stabilize that blood pressure. And you are aggressive about it. You want to, it's a fine dance because you want enough perfusion to the brain and the heart, but you also want to make sure that somebody doesn't stroke or make this dissection or this tear worse. So while she was having sex, 10 out of 10 stabbing pain, trouble breathing, nausea. When they did an initial chest x-ray, it didn't look like a typical, what you would see typically, the chest x-ray looked normal. So thank God they did a CAT scan, which you have to do. Any medical students listen to me, you got to go and you got to do the CAT scan when somebody has crushing chest pain, all right? Especially when their cardiac enzymes don't look that bad. And I posted the pictures up. You see where the blood was. You see where there was the intramural hematoma. Now, when we have things with the aorta, so the aorta is the main artery that comes out of the heart. It's type A if it's ascending. Because, okay, so you have your heart. Let me see if I can do this. You have your heart, and then you have the aorta going up and then down. So the ascending goes up, and then it makes a curve and goes down. The type A, those are pretty dangerous. Usually surgery needs to be involved. But because it was type B, it was on the descent. The cardiovascular surgeons that consulted said, no, we're just going to do medical management. So they were pretty aggressive, and I will tell you what they did because it's just fascinating what they did. She was even able to go home after a few days. That was, she went home after 3 days. She's probably now scared to death to have sex, but she shouldn't be, you know? Oh, no, we don't have the case report. How come we don't have the case report? Oh, that's baloney. Oh, man. All right. Well, anyway, I'm having, like, the worst time with my computer these days. But anyway, so they were aggressive with beta blockers and hydralazine and fluids. And then they were able to normalize her blood pressure. Bleeding stopped. And then she follows up with cardiology, internal medicine. So the difference between a hematoma, a dissection, and an aneurysm is that hematoma is blood where it's not supposed to be. Blood left the vessel and it's pooling where it's not supposed to be. A dissection is when you have a tear along a vessel. And these hematomas can contribute to the dissection. But it started out as the hematoma where something popped, she bled in there, and then obviously there's a flow of blood. Then it can dissect. Dissect is a tearing. An aneurysm is a ballooning. People always, I see this with students, they'll call an aortic dissection an aneurysm. Not necessarily. A dissection is where you have a tear in the wall and now there's a new lane. An aneurysm is where you have a ballooning, kind of like you stepping on a hose and causing that pressure. Those suckers can rupture. And that's why we do surgery after they're over a certain size, I think like 4.5 centimeters. But smaller ones, we just watch. So just because you have an aneurysm doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a dissection. Just because you have an aneurysm doesn't mean necessarily it's going to rupture. But the bigger aneurysms, and if you have high blood pressure, that can be an issue. So what does this mean? Why is this significant? Well, it's significant because young individuals can have issues during sex. And I don't tell people to not have sex, but what I do tell people to do is to make sure you don't have high blood pressure. Make sure you are keeping up on your health watches. Remember, there was a cardiologist that got sued because a man cheated on his wife in a menage a trois, had a heart attack, died. So the wife sued the cardiologist. Even though the cardiologist had set up a stress test, it was scheduled, I think, the day after he had died, because it wasn't able to be done the week before. Not sure what happened, but that lawyer was sued for $3 million, or that doctor was sued for $3 million, ended up having to pay $1 million because this young guy in his 30s had a heart attack in bed. So, you know, always realize that any aggressive activity, you know, could, you know, sadly affect your heart if you aren't heart healthy. Make sure your heart healthy. Get your checkups, get your physicals, check your blood pressure. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800. And mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly, it's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan, right, after 24 hours. I believe is visiting South Korea, but the president is on vacation. I think he's doing a staycation in Seoul, so he didn't meet face to face with Nancy Pelosi. I think the only Asian leader that on Nancy Pelosi's trip not meeting with her, whether it's a slight or whether he really doesn't want to, you know, mess up his vacation plans. I could see that. I'd rather be on vacation too than to meet Nancy Pelosi. But China has now been, peacocking. and fluffing up its feathers. And it has fired missiles near Taiwan in live fire drills. They've fired multiple missiles towards waters near northeastern and southwestern Taiwan, according to the island's defense ministry. Beijing wants to make good on its promise that Taipei will pay a price for hosting U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who I really don't think, I mean, I think she had to go once we were threatened, but I don't think this trip should have really happened with everything else going on in so many other, you know, imperative sort of things that need to be done, especially domestically. But, you know, she wanted to do her foreign policy trip. She got in the books. Good for her. But, I really don't think she should have gone there until they threatened, and now she has to go. So I support that because we have to show that we have some cojones. Anyway, the Chinese military's Eastern Theater Command said in a statement that multiple missiles have been fired into the sea off the eastern part of Taiwan. It said all the missiles hit their target accurately. According to China's statement, the entire live fire training mission has been successfully completed, and the relevant air and sea area control is now lifted. So Taiwan reported that Chinese long-range rockets had fallen near its islands of Matsu, Wukiu, and Dongyin, which are in the Taiwan Strait, but located closer to the mainland than the main island of Taiwan. It later said a total of 11 missiles were fired to the waters north, south, and east of the island. The Chinese missiles flew over Taiwan Island for the first time, and a Chinese military expert said on state television, representing a major escalation of China's military intimidation against Taiwan. So when these conventional missiles flew over airspace, you know, Taiwan obviously scrambled, and we're being told that they don't have enough fighter pilots. So they're going to be needing U.S. help, no doubt, to combat China. But how would China do this? Now, we had discussed, there's been a lot of people already chiming in. Most of us have absolutely no idea militarily what's going on, so I don't think a bunch of us should be chiming in, but we are. But, you know, some people feel that China will just bomb the hell out of Taiwan. Others are like, well, no, they wouldn't do that because they need Taiwan. They need Taiwan's infrastructure. So a military expert has spoken up, which is, you know, very, very helpful. And he had said to Daily Mail, there are two scenarios. The first is a naval blockade, which is an enormous challenge for an island nation that is reliant upon its ports for survival. And 35% of its food is produced domestically. That's according to 2018 figures. So in a way, the People's Liberation Army, Navy, China, and the People's Armed Forces Maritime Militia could starve them out, essentially. So this naval blockade could be a huge issue, not only for Taiwan, but for our forces that want to help them. They said, as demonstrated by China's frequent flights into Taiwan's air defense identification zone, Taiwan is within easy reach of their air force. The only way for most U.S. aircraft to reach the island would be to rely upon bulky tanker planes to refuel them midair, or for aircraft carrier strike groups to approach the island. They say China's Navy would be capable of encircling Taiwan, which is currently demonstrating via these military drills. If you see where they're going, they're encircling the whole. I mean, they're really trying to, they're bullying. And I really worry that they are going to make good on this. Because they have for a long, long time said this is what they want to do. And if they feel this is the, current state of, you know, I mean, maybe they're going to wait till more fuel crises. Maybe they're going to wait till the Russia-Ukraine war causes more instability around the world, but they are going to strike. That's how I feel, sadly. So they say Beijing's warships operated a large quantity of anti-ship cruise missiles that would pose a threat to America, as well as Taiwan naval forces. They say the Type 022 missile boat is a small and highly mobile catamaran that carries up to 8 YJ-83 anti-ship missiles that have a range of 110 miles. They also have the Type 052D destroyer, which can carry dozens of YJ-18 anti-ship missiles, which could range up to 310 miles. But they say China can also equip its fighter planes with various weapons designed to take out naval vessels, while the country's land-based rocket forces have to, the land-based rocket forces have a range of up to 2,500 miles. So, you know, this, the idea that they could starve them out, or they can, you know, bomb them to oblivion, you know, are real threats. If I would think they wouldn't want to ruin Taiwan and ruin its infrastructure, but if they're desperate, they might say, look, we were able to build a COVID hospital in 8 days. We'll rebuild. That might not deter them. They say a few of China's surface vessels have the sensor suites to enable over-the-horizon engagements, hence they cannot shoot what they cannot see. So to get around this flaw, they're saying Beijing has developed the Type 055 destroyer, which is designed to act as command and control center for nearby ships. So then they will get the, they will be the eyes and then send targeting data to the spy planes and drones. The Chinese Navy, they said, would likely launch dozens of missiles designed to arrive at the target location simultaneously, and that would be impossible for a fleet to defend against without a 100% success rate. In sum, a naval blockade would enable China to deny Taiwan vital food and minerals that the island relies on while simultaneously presenting a defensive nightmare for the U.S., Taiwan, and any partners trying to break the blockade. The goal would be to coerce Taiwan into accepting China's will. Now, what's the second scenario? The second scenario, they say, would be China's vast army embarks on this amphibious invasion, kind of like D-Day landings. They say this scenario, which might happen as an extension of the naval blockade, would include an extensive preparatory period that Beijing would be unable to hide. The invasion would require 500,000 to 1 million personnel, as well as transport ships to get them to Taiwan. This would include Navy and civilian vessels that are required to provide their services to China by law. So at some point, the airspace over the Taiwan Strait would be closed, and China's Army, Air Force, and Navy would then begin their air missile attack, cruise ballistic missiles, drones, and then battles or cyber attacks as well. They would cripple their government websites, banks, military command systems. Now, they said both sides have had decades to plan for this. China is likely aware of where Taiwan's critical infrastructure sits. Taiwan has hardened what they could, from what we understand, but still. So, you know, I'm watching this, and I, you know, I think many of you are seeing this also, and a question that comes up going, why hasn't China done it already? If China could, why haven't they done it already? I don't know. There's a lot of political pundits out there saying, well, because the economy, because they need Taiwan, where, you know, it behooves them to, you know, just have that threat overhead and, you know, still, you know, purport that they have them without actually having to risk losing, you know, men and losing, you know, missiles and, you know, but I think it's just like with Putin. Putin could have tried for Ukraine before, but he didn't. The time wasn't right. And Putin waited for when he thought the time would be right. And still, he got a big dose of reality. All right. People thought this would be done in a month. It's not. Ukraine is still fighting back and costing Putin millions and probably billions and you know, and not to mention the thousands of lives lost on the Russian army. So, you know, China is about, just like Putin, but China definitely wants to look like the superior power in the world militarily. And they are not going to risk losses or risk anything like Putin is now going through, where people are making fun of Putin, you know, he looks ill and all that. So I think China is waiting for an attack that they believe would be unobstructed, would be surprised, because everybody's waiting for it and everybody's been talking about in the news, that is a that would have as much gain in as quick a time, because they don't want to have the reputation that now Putin's army has. 1-877, Dr. Valley, don't go away.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville police officers in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor more than 2 years ago after she was fatally shot in her home during a botched police raid. The officers face charges including civil rights offenses, charges of excess force, conspiracy, and obstruction.
We cannot fully imagine the grief felt by Breonna Taylor's loved ones and all of those affected by the events of March 13, 2020. Breonna Taylor should be alive today.
That's Attorney General Merrick Garland. Experts are slightly downgrading the forecast for the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration now predicting there will be 14 to 20 named storms and 6 to 10 hurricanes. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nancy wants me to touch upon fraud in telemedicine. And she had a bad experience with telemedicine. And let me kind of clarify what's been going on. Many telemedicine companies out there are fantastic, but there have been cases of fraud with some of these companies pretending to be companies providing comprehensive health and, you know, objective care that doesn't involve selling something or ordering certain tests. Excuse me. So if you are going to choose a telemedicine company, I like MD Live, American Well. These are pretty well established companies that are insurance companies have approved and will refer people to for comprehensive care. We don't sell anything. I see a patient, if I think you need something, I'll prescribe it. But I have been asked by various companies to work for them where they say, you're going to sell this brace. You're going to sell this pillow. You're going to sell this cream. And I go, I don't want to sell the cream. I just want to give them medical advice. What if I don't think they need the cream? They go, well, in order for them to get it, they need a doctor. And I was like, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. And I'm not saying all of those are fraudulent, but some of those are the ones that are kind of getting into trouble. So about a week or two ago, the Justice Department had to charge dozens for $1.2 billion in health care fraud. There were telemedicine schemes that accounted for more than $1 billion of the total alleged intended losses associated with the enforcement action. They included prosecutions related to fraudulent cardiovascular genetic testing, selling unnecessary genetic tests, durable medical equipment. They said, for example, cardiovascular genetic testing was not a method of diagnosing whether an individual presently had a cardiac condition and was not approved by Medicare for use as a general screening test for indicating an increased risk of developing cardiovascular conditions in the future. So in order for anybody who takes government funds, like Medicare or Medicaid, Medicaid state funds, but still, if they are getting any funds from a government or entity, that it has to be for an approved service or an approved product. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Center for Program Integrity, announced a couple weeks ago that it took administrative actions against 52 providers involved in similar schemes. So the telemedicine, if you have an insurance company that says to go to a certain telemedicine company, and you could double check, but the majority of those are not the ones that are in trouble. Telemedicine, however, has expanded and exploded in terms of giving out care and being there for people instead of going to the doctor. And it really blew up. I joined telemedicine in 2019, way before COVID. And what was fascinating about it is that when COVID hit and people couldn't go home, I mean, oh my gosh, I think I worked for 2.5 years straight. Even after I went off, even while I was on vacation, I saw patients. It's just, they were just so busy. And it was, people did not want to go to the doctor. They couldn't go to the doctor. Their doctor was closed, or their doctor was open, but the doctor didn't have any staff. And so it definitely, especially since I'm licensed in Alabama and Mississippi and Wisconsin and Washington, there's a lot of rural areas that don't have a provider. So I found it fantastic. What I found frustrating was many people did not want to go to a medical provider. They wanted everything done over the phone. You know, I had a patient who had a pretty severe neurological thing happen and called the telemedicine company. And he called the telemedicine company saying, yep, the hospital said I had to follow up with the doctor. And I go, good, let's try to find you one. We're going to refer you. Well, aren't you a doctor? I go, yes, I am. But when the hospital said to follow up with somebody, they meant somebody who could examine you in person. Okay, this isn't something we can manage over the phone. Nice person, but I think people are starting to, you know, have this impression that you don't ever have to see a doctor. You don't ever need to get a rectal exam or a pelvic exam or get the biopsy. Stuff could be done over the phone. And, you know, I'll talk to patients and I'll say, they'll follow up from the hospital. They'll call me because now they're having a resurgence of some issue that put them in the hospital. And I'll say, look, when you left the hospital, did you see a doctor and follow up? Because they usually want you to follow up. They'll say, oh, absolutely. And they said I was fine. And they go, okay, so they did the follow-up blood work or they did the follow-up scan. Oh, no, it was over the phone. Well, I'm wondering if maybe hospitals have to say, look, you need to follow up with a provider to have this, this, and this done. If a telemedicine company can't do all that over the phone, power to them. But you need to see a provider because I need to know that your follow-up CAT scan is clear, your follow-up chest x-ray is clear, or your lungs sound clear. So I've received multiple emails thinking that their telemedicine company is full of it, is fraudulent, because they call, they pay the company, and they get a doctor who can't do what they want. And I really think we need to make expectations very loud and clear. There's some providers that will, you know, take the chance on you over the phone. But there's guidelines we're all supposed to follow. But there's not guidelines for everything. You know, so like there's guidelines. If you think you have an STD, we cannot treat that over the phone. If you think you have monkeypox, we can't do that over the phone. You got to go. You got to get seen. You got to get tested. And then you have to be tested for cure. That has to be done over the phone. But a lot of people are getting treated for pneumonias over the phone. Some doctors are like, okay, I think you have a pneumonia. Somebody needs to see how severe this is, check your oxygen, do a chest x-ray, and follow up with you. Others, I'm seeing doctors go, okay, you think you have a pneumonia? Here's an antibiotic. Pretty gutsy. Now, can you treat pneumonia over the phone? In desperate measures, you could throw some antibiotics at them. But I, you know, when I was in training, I saw people die of pneumonia. Young people die because the antibiotic got to them too late. Or the inflammatory process is what did it. People were so frustrated that with COVID, an antibiotic wasn't curing them. Well, of course not. What was killing them was, one, the virus or the inflammatory process of the virus. So, you know, these telemedicine companies are growing and they're also competing. And so to me, I wouldn't accuse a telemedicine company of fraud if the doctor says you need to see somebody in person. Because most medical issues should be evaluated in person. That, to me, isn't fraud. It could be, I'd look at it the opposite, as, you know what, bring your appendicitis to us. Bring your, you know, your fever status post C-section to us. That would make me a little nervous. And the companies I work for don't do that. They're very honest. They say, look, not everything can be treated over the phone. Don't be, you know, you might be asked to see somebody in person. You know, COVID medication, people are furious that they can't get COVID medication over the phone. I mean, they might be able to from their regular doctor, but from a random doctor who doesn't know you, we're not supposed to be randomly giving it over the phone because there are, we need to know what your liver status is, your kidney status is, because it's contraindicated in severe liver disease. And if you have severe renal disease, you need a different dosing. And we need to know what medicines you're on. Paxlovid, you can't take with St. John's wort or Viagra or Valium or some steroids. I believe even Medrol dose pack, which people have been taking for COVID, you're not supposed to mix with Paxlovid. I think you could take prednisone, but I read that even Medrol dose pack can be a problem. So that's why you need to be vetted. When somebody over the phone goes, I'm not taking anything, my liver's fine, that's not good enough. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as monkeypox globally is about 26,000 cases, and in the U.S. we're at 6,600 cases, President Biden is going to call monkeypox a public health emergency. And this outbreak will then be, I think he plans on doing this today. The announcement would come from the Department of Health and Human Services. Cases are on the rise, and the administration has been criticized for the way it's been handling the outbreak. Some feel the government is taking too long to declare it a national emergency. So Politico was the first to report it. Now everybody's talking about it. CNN said since the first U.S. monkeypox case was identified in mid-May, over 6,600 probable or confirmed cases have been detected in the United States. Cases have been identified in all states except Wyoming and Montana. They say the declaration is following the World Health Organization's announcement last month that monkeypox is a public health emergency of international concern. Now, they define a public health emergency of international concern, or PHEIC, as an extraordinary event that constitutes a public health risk to other states through the international spread of disease and to potentially require a coordinated international response. New York City, San Francisco, California, Illinois, and so the states of California, Illinois, and New York have already declared monkeypox an emergency, but even cities are declaring it as well. That allows them to free up funding and resources for their responses to the outbreak. So President Joe Biden has named Robert Fenton as the White House's National Monkeypox Response Coordinator. Fenton is a regional, so now we have a monkeypox czar. He is a regional federal FEMA administrator who oversees Arizona, California, Hawaii, and Nevada. He's going to coordinate the federal government's response to the outbreak. Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis, a CDC, or the CDC's Director of Division of HIV and AIDS Prevention, serves as the deputy coordinator. So, you know, the Biden administration, they said, you know, they're not moving faster. One of the criticisms was that HHS waited more than 3 weeks after the first confirmed case of monkeypox in the U.S. to order bulk stocks of the monkeypox vaccine. The government owns these and stores them in Denmark. Why did it take 3 weeks? Now, I have been very complimentary of how many states have started the vaccine rollout, how we didn't really have a lot of the vaccine, and how I believe we're ramping up production. We started to get the word out, and I think we did a much better job with monkeypox than COVID. But still, there's this drag your feet issue, just like we're seeing with the baby formula. So there's no excuse for the HHS to wait 3 weeks. And that's my problem. The World Health Organization, I mean, we give a lot of money to the World Health Organization. We spend a lot of money, you know, in foreign areas for research and like we did with Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And so if we are that in bed with all these people, shouldn't we then be getting scoop? Shouldn't we have intelligence sooner than later? And everybody's all happy that we got one of the number one Al-Qaeda guys since Osama bin Laden dead in Kabul a few days ago. But then if we have that good intelligence military, why don't we have good intelligence medical-wise? How come we still don't know where COVID came from? How do we know monkeypox wasn't leaked? This is acting very different than the one, you know, than we usually see in Africa. Why is it outside of Africa? You know, what's going on here? So, I would like to see the intelligence stepped up. Monkeypox can infect anyone. The majority of these individuals in the U.S. who have it are men who have sex with men, gay, bisexual men, those who identify as transgender. But we also have babies. We have kids. At least five now that have it. We had a pregnant woman who had it. I think there's a handful of cisgender women. So monkeypox can infect anyone. And so when people ask, do we really have to make this a national emergency? Is this, we have to, in terms of we need to wake up public officials that this is spreading. We also need to get to the bottom as to why it is. At first, it was like, well, there were two, you know, men who have sex with men raves, one in Spain and one in Belgium, and they gave it to each other. And, you know, I mean, it could have started there. But, you know, why is an infant who's traveling from another country exposed? Why did this toddler in California get it? You know, did they touch something? Do they have a family member that has it? We aren't getting a lot of details as to where these people are getting it from. So, the CDC initially announced vaccines for monkeypox were being released from the Strategic National Stockpile and offered to the high-risk contents of monkeypox patients as well as the healthcare workers treating them. Federal officials have since expanded vaccination efforts now to the broader community of men who have sex with men, which, like I said, is the most most affected demographic currently. So, again, we're doing a better job than we did originally with COVID, but it's not good enough. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, for Biden to do this, it will shift funds, hopefully get people on track. And then you do wonder if more widespread vaccination is going to come with this. Everybody asks, am I worried about it? I'm not thinking this is going to be pandemic like COVID, but I am thinking that we're looking at something that we haven't really seen before. It's acting differently. And it's very easily spread. Like chickenpox is very easily spread. And smallpox. Now, I've been smallpox vaccinated. I had the chickenpox, so I'm not worried about those two. But monkeypox, you might have protection if you were smallpox vaccinated, but most young people, most millennials and Gen Zs aren't smallpox vaccinated. We stopped doing that in the 70s. So, I am concerned because we might not be protected by this. Rabbits are a little concerned because this very deadly rabbit virus has been reported in Hennepin County, Minnesota. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health has reported the death of four pet rabbits, one of whom tested positive for the deadly rabbit hemorrhagic disease virus, serotype 2 virus. This is a hemorrhagic virus, almost like Ebola, for rabbits. And one of the rabbits that tested positive right before that rabbit died was lethargic, quiet, and limp. Now, humans should not be getting this virus. Other pets shouldn't. But sadly, when the rabbit gets this, they're less playful, they get hungry, then they show a fever, respiratory symptoms, then they act nervous-like, jittery, then they start to internally bleed, sometimes outside the nose you'll see it, and then death may follow. Now, the virus was first detected on Vancouver Island, Canada, in September of 2018. Then there were a few rabbits affected in Las Vegas, Nevada. There were three cases reported in 2020. Not only wild rabbits, but pet rabbits. The virus can also live outside the host, and humans could carry it on their clothes. The virus has been detected as long as 105 days on a fomite at room temperature, and carcasses, like dead rabbits, could carry it up to 90 days, which means an animal going up to it could pick it up and then maybe not get sick, but transmit it. It could also be in rabbit meat. It persists in chilled or frozen rabbit meat. Again, shouldn't make humans sick, but again, you don't want to have that anywhere near you. There is a vaccine, but it is not licensed in the U.S. and needs federal approval. So federal approval to import it and administer it by your local veterinarian. So the USDA is recommending do not allow pet, feral, or wild rabbits to have contacts with your rabbits or gain entry. They also are asking to not allow visitors or rabbitries or let them handle pet rabbits without protective clothing. Always wash your hands with warm soapy water. Do not introduce new rabbits from unknown or untrusted sources. Do not add rabbits that you don't know to your shelter. Wash your hands. And know a good veterinarian if your bunny's not acting too happy. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.